Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Tanya Talks, where your voice is heard and your story is told on Sunday evening, October 9th, 2019. Thank you for those that are listening in to TS Radio Network, Marty Oakley's network that has many impactful hosts. I'm trying to get the T on the end because I know this is radio, that are doing exactly what we're doing tonight, but just in their a different venue. What we're doing is exposing public corruption in Oklahoma. So let's get to this as we also tune into Stephen Burke's KLRB 89.9 FM out of Stuart, Oklahoma. And thank you very much, Stephen Burke, for continuing to take it upon yourself to assist the public and citizens of Oklahoma with being protected from the incessant corruption that continues. Mind you, folks, mind you, listeners, mind you, supporters, mind you, non-supporters, that all of the information that is brought to this show has been verified to the best of mine and others' abilities and has to go through me before it comes on air. When I say allegedly and certain words like that, it's still because I do believe that this is what is occurring, but we have to always stick to the preponderance of evidence and beyond a shadow of a doubt. And I am not a judge, as somebody earlier tried to remind me, who is going to be exposed tonight for calling the radio station and making threats to the owner of the radio station, and I am not an attorney. I am a whistleblower. I'm a public speaker. I am an advocate. I am here for you, where your voice is heard and your story is told, because you have not been allowed to show the truth, or your truth is being suppressed, and you've given me enough to go on. And I get passionate about this stuff. You better believe I get passionate about it, and not anybody here. Not anybody, even a victim, not anybody is perfect. But when it comes to the purposeful corruption, the denial of due process, of our own constitutional rights that our forefathers put in place for our own human and civil protections, and they are being perverted by a town, by a city, by a state, by a county, then that is unconstitutional. And I'm sorry, that trumps the local statutes. That trumps the local rules. That trumps a prosecutor who's just sitting there and defending his friend or her friend. That trumps the attorney general who refuses to open matters that are glaringly proving corruption. That goes for any governor that won't listen to you. That goes for the people in the House that won't listen to you. That goes for the council members that refuse you your rights. That goes for the city manager that refuses you your rights. It goes for a mayor that stomps all over your rights. That goes for any public servant that is denying due process, that is suppressing suppressing the information that is, pardon me, I tried to have some popcorn before I came on, that goes for any agency worker that actually knows that something's going on and doesn't do anything about it. Okay? So here we go. Myself, Marty Oakley, Stephen Burke, KLRB 89.9, Marty Oakley's TS Radio Network, and Tanya Hathaway and Tanya Talks, where your voice is heard and story is told, cannot be held liable for any errors or misinformation. And we do make and will make corrections as necessary, when necessary, if necessary. When I say the words seemingly, it's not an accusation, but it's come to me to appear a certain way. So anybody, Ms. Anonymous caller, who wants to accuse me of acting like the judge and jury, please, as I shared with you, I have requested your appearance on this show. I have requested the mayor's appearance on this show. I have requested all of his alleged supporters to come on this show to show yourselves, to stand up for this family, him in particular. I didn't say anybody has Stockholm syndrome. I didn't say that. I did not diagnose. I know I'm not a doctor. I said it seems like it. I said it sure looks like it. I said I have worked with victims of abuse before. I have knowledge on it. I've counseled victims of abuse before. I have knowledge on it. I didn't say I had a PhD. Come and get me if I did. Come and get me if I'm trying to be a judge. Come and get me if I'm trying to play attorney. We have better things to do right now than defend this show. So here we are. There's definitely breaking news tonight. And in several venues, not to mention what we are going to talk about anyways. Once again, welcome, listeners. Thank you so much. Please do feel free to call in to 917-388-4520. There is public corruption in Hughes County. There is no doubt about it. Right now, we're going to talk specifically about Wetumpka. And we will further discuss on other shows Hughes County corruption. Hughes County and those that work for the county that causes harm to more than one town or city. So, to my understanding, there was somebody on the line that already that wanted to talk with me. They were not willing to give up their number, according to the producer. I said they don't have to give up their name, but they have to be willing to let me know who they are and whether they're a supporter of J.J. Jackson, Mayor J.J., or whether they are in opposition of him. If you do that, you want to come on. I just need you to be willing to say who you are to me, or I won't bring you on. If you want to remain anonymous, don't worry. You can absolutely remain anonymous. But you cannot call and insist that you come on without being willing to be a person to the producer and to myself. We would be shut down if we gave up the names of people who do not want to be named, okay? It just so happens, I'll start with this tonight. For those that have not tuned in to the show before regarding Wetumpka and their new mayor and those that are supporting his tyranny, including the council members and the city manager, please know that that's what this show is about. We're on part four tonight. Oh my gosh, so much going on. What has happened is in March, a new mayor was elected. It was a man that was fairly new to the city of Wetumpka, who did not like how things were going on there for his own personal reasons and, as she said, for the public's best interest. And he swore that change needed to be made and that he was ousting all kinds of embezzlement and bad people and corruption and whatnot. Well, you know what? I have no details to prove or to disprove any of that information, okay? But what the details are that I do have, that I have been seeing, certainly appear to be extremely troubling for the city of Wetumpka. This man was actually elected in, and he was really good at being elected. And he said he was going to be all about transparency, anti-corruption. He was going to lower the electric bill. He was going to do all kinds of things for the people. Now only for him to come on board to interfere with police, for two more police officers that quit today. He has hired and fired several chiefs of police, several treasurers, several city managers, and then some. Okay, so hopefully that, in a nutshell, gets any listeners the idea, the picture of what's going on. Now, would that lead someone to believe that if he keeps hiring and firing, and there was there might be something wrong with either the hiring process or the firing process, and maybe in some circumstances both, right? Okay, well, that's what I'm saying. If you want to disagree with me, please do contact me. So, about this phone call that went in to the radio station, to KLRB, directly speaking with the owner of the radio station, Stephen Burke, who has, again, taken it upon himself to bring this show even closer to home and saturate the airwaves on a Christian radio station. Keep in mind, this is on a Christian radio station. This is a not-for-profit radio station. And he took it upon himself and continues to stand up for the people. And this is not the first time he has been threatened. Not the first time. His life has been threatened as well in the past. So he got a phone call, and it was a woman, and she went on for about an hour approximately, I am told. It was shortly thereafter that Stephen provided me with a telephone number to please follow up with this woman because she does not agree with what's going on. Now, I have to tell you, and I admit that I did not immediately follow up with her. I followed up with her today. I've been extremely busy, and as you guys know, I was back and forth with issues with my son and just an extremely busy particular time. And I finally followed up with her after learning a little bit more information. And he did not get her name. She wouldn't give her name. But what has been relayed to me is that there were threats to shut down the station if he continues to air the show on Wetumpka. This person said that he better stop, and if he did not stop, the mayor was mad and may sue. So there was a message that was directly from the mayor, apparently, and that speaking on behalf of the mayor specifically, but letting me know herself that I wasn't going to like what happens if I didn't pull the show. I wasn't going to like what happened if I didn't pull the show. So she ranted for approximately an hour. And any of you who know Stephen Burke know that he is so patient, so kind. I know of several people who he has helped, taking money out of his pocket and letting them stay in their home due to the public corruption. He will listen and listen and listen. But let me tell you, if you can get him to talk to you, when he is talking on his show, you do need to listen. Because he might be a man of few words, believe it or not, even though he does own a radio station. And those of you who know him know exactly what I'm talking about. But he is a man of wise words who speaks the truth. Who would like to hear exactly who this person was that would not give her name? Well, first, I will let you know that I tracked down the telephone number. I mean, I took the phone number and I did a little easy. It was very easy to find out who this belonged to because I wanted to make sure also that it wasn't somebody that said that it was, oh, it wasn't me. Somebody else must have called. I called this telephone number and I said, is this Mary? And she said, yes, it is. And I then went on to say who I was and on behalf of this radio show. So the name of this woman is Mary Dimmitt. I don't know if I am properly pronouncing her name. But her name is Mary Dimmitt. I don't know. I don't know. Does anybody know who Mary Dimmitt is? Apparently, she has volunteered for the mayor. Apparently, she's done some work in the town. Let me tell you, she's a feisty one. But one of the first things she said within a minute after I identified who I was, am I on the show? And I said, no, you're not. But I said that I let her know that, you know, I will be, you know, I do have the right. She identified herself. I told her who I was. She could have stopped talking then and there. Sounded like there was somebody in the background trying to get her off the phone, but it also sounds like it's hard to get her to be quiet. But I did invite her on the show, and she declined. But this is what she did say to me. She said to me that these people that are going after the mayor, are known as the mean people in Wetumpka. They are the mean people. And I said, okay, all right. She said that there's a lot of supporters out there for the mayor and his family, and that an injustice is being done for the family. And I said, well, where are they? Why won't they speak up? She said, because they're afraid. Well, for goodness sakes, if there's more of them than there are of the mean people, speak up. Get in touch with me anonymously, and I will let you on so you can speak your piece. But don't mind me if I ask you questions, just like I asked the mayor. Can you disprove these investigations with OSBI and with the FBI? Well, this woman went on to say that there's no investigation with the FBI. Remember the Illinois stuff with the sexual assault allegations and whatnot? The one that, you know, those reports that have all been out there. Well, Mary went on to say that the mayor went around showing people the reports of the FBI saying everything was unfounded. And I said to her, Mary, gosh, then why doesn't he show me that? And why don't more people know about that? I mean, really, does he only show his supporters that he was absolved of these heinous crimes? Why wouldn't he just shut everybody up and come out with FBI results of their investigation? Why wouldn't he?
Make me look like a fool? Well, not really, because I've asked him to come on. Make everybody look like a fool, right? Okay, so we were wrong. All right. We were wrong. Then you were absolved of it. Doesn't mean you didn't do it, but you were absolved of it. Doesn't mean you did do it either. Okay? If you were absolved of it, then all right. But either way, then there would be a final report. So, Mayor Jackson, I know you say that you don't have time or you don't need to listen to this show, but hi, Mayor Jackson. I'm asking you to just put this to rest. Confirm with the public that you were found innocent of those disgusting, heinous crimes on young women. Put this to rest. Let your city be at peace. But oh gosh, that's not the only thing that this city needs to be put at rest over, is it? No, there isn't. There's other things that this city needs to be put at rest. Deborah is... Okay, so forgive me. It was Deborah that called. And Mary is her sister. Deborah Dimmitt, apparently. So, okay, I do stand corrected. I do stand corrected. Deborah Dimmitt. It's my understanding. That's what Stephen Burke just told me. It's Deborah Dimmitt. Whoever it was that I spoke with, she said, yes, it's me. And I asked if it was Mary. So I don't know. There might be a little confusion there, but we've got the phone number it came from. And that's the number I called, whether it's Mary or Deborah Dimmitt. There you go. Okay? Whoever answered the phone said it was them. And that was the same number that called the radio station. Sorry about that confusion. They can either stand up for themselves or not. Okay. But that's not the only thing that's breaking news tonight. All right? Whoever, whether it was Deborah or whether it was Mary, they threatened the radio station. They threatened the owner of the radio station. And he might not like what will happen. Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh. What else? So what else is breaking news? How are you guys liking, and bear with me, how are you guys liking that electric bill? How are you liking that electric bill? How's that moving? How's that going for you? Well, I'm looking up my notes right now that I have about that electric bill. Hold on. Okay. Now, the mayor had said he is in charge in one of his first council meetings of the utility program that you used to have at the city. Okay? It's that you used to have. Used to have, okay? Throughout the last four city managers. I believe this is in a recording. Well, he said, so I understand, that it was fraudulent. He even made the accusation illegal activity by the former administration, but he didn't know. So he threw that in there. Okay, he just throws that in there, but I don't know. Okay? So he was trying to plant the seed for his cronies, for those that already fell for him, right? And then he went on to let the citizens of Wetumpka know that he was going to get rid of that outdated system. But then, ding, 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 he found out that he couldn't actually lower the electric contract. So he led everybody to believe that he actually changed the programs to help the people with their outrageous bills. I think the word outrageous came from his mouth, okay? Well, the truth be known, the man that has been working inside of City Hall this week trying to repair all these people's accounts that are all messed up is actually Jack Brown from GFC Data Systems, who is the designer of the program that your friendly mayor calls one of the most fraudulent, or calls fraudulent, okay? He has been inside of your City Hall or wherever the system is set up, and he has been working on the systems. Many other Oklahoma municipalities use it to bill their customer. Now, Jack has been down there three different times, it's my understanding, to teach three different clerks to use the system. And Jack will tell you, not just to anyone off of the street, okay, whether it's a new clerk, a new treasurer, the last treasurer, the treasurer before that, how many are you going to go through? I mean, how can somebody learn the system if you keep firing them, right? Right? He'll tell you that not just anyone off the street can look at the program and start billing people. This takes work. They have to have training. Now, it's my understanding that Jack has had conversations with two different people about this past week, that it's a disaster the way these accounts are all messed up. They're supposed to update monthly, and they haven't been, as nobody knows what's going on. Apparently, for about as long as he, Mayor Jackson, has been there, think about when your electric bills got even worse. All right? Just think about that. They're supposed to update monthly, as I said. When JJ was told that, he was going to go to with another company, Jack said it would be fine with him because it's a disaster. So 6 months later, folks, you have the same company that you've had for over 20 years. And people's accounts are messed up and more broken given the promises of your mayor. So has he led you to believe that he's changed the system, or he was going to do something about it? Or is this just such a quagmire because he jumped the gun and decided to fire everybody, including the individual that had been trained enough at least to get you your bills on time and you knew what to expect? How do you like that? So again, this came from two different individuals that visited with Jack in person and on the phone. But those people do want to remain anonymous. So I will respect that. So I'd like to know, callers, how do you feel about that? Do you feel that you have been led on to believe something differently? Taking a look at my messages right now, and I want to see what you are thinking. Let's see. All right, I'm getting some. Let me see. Dimmitt. So it's Dimmitt. Debbie Dimmitt or Mary Dimmitt or, let me see. Mary in the screenshot said to call Deborah at this number. The call came from that number. Mary in the screenshot. Someone that called Mary is a sister. Hold on. Okay. So I don't know if somebody just said this or not. So this is what happens when we're live. Okay. Should I call? Okay, No. No. Okay. Well, Deborah, Mary, whoever you are, come on in. Call in. You know that there's a show because you asked if you were on the show. Okay. So, all right. So that's the latest update there. I also want to make you aware that I did speak with your treasurer slash clerk, and I asked if I could record her, and she said no, that she wasn't comfortable with it. Okay, so now I'm hearing, let me see. Okay, so she said she wasn't comfortable with it. However, I did identify who I was right away, as I am supposed to. Okay, and it was Rhonda Herod. Rhonda Herod, so she is your current treasurer and clerk, correct? Please correct me if I'm wrong, because I'm pretty sure I wrote this name down and this is who I spoke with. So what I did was I asked her about who had access to the city accounting. And she said that that James Jackson did. And she said that the city manager did, that council members did, that and that she did. And I asked her about the banking system there. How many signatures must there be to make a withdrawal? And she said 3. And that would be herself, the city manager, and the mayor. And I continued to ask some more questions and just asked about some trust accounts. Now, the interesting thing about this was, because you know that there are various trust accounts, right, for the utilities and whatnot, okay, for like the cemetery, for, you know, these other parts of your city that need to have separate trust accounts so that the money is set aside accordingly, right? You know, and this is important to not commingle money, to make sure that there is always an accounting for what comes in and what goes out. And gosh, let's go back to that $12,000, right? Okay, well, anyways, we'll talk about those trust accounts. So when I asked her about who has to sign for the trust accounts, interestingly enough, she has said, oh, I'm not sure about that. How can you not be sure about that if you're the treasurer? How can you not be sure about that if you are the treasurer? Who has the authority to withdraw and deposit money on behalf of the city in those individual trust accounts? I hope you're not happy hearing this. I'm sorry, I hope you're not happy, but I really hope that those that are standing by the mayor and the city manager now are beginning to get the picture. Why don't you ask to see an accounting for those trust accounts? Why don't you go and ask to see an accounting for the city accounts? You have the right to do that. Go on in. Go on in. Ask for it. Just, you know what? Now I need to get this off my mind. I need a little transparency here. Can I see this stuff? Not just what you tell me. I want to see the accounting. Oh my goodness. So what are we going to do about this, people? Where are my callers? What is it going to take? How do you call? Okay, who's asking? Crystal. No, it's not Crystal. It's somebody else. It's okay. Press 1. Call 917-388-4520. When the system picks up,
hit the number one. When the system picks up, hit the number one. Stephen Burke has also clarified the call I got that day came from the number of Deborah that her sister Mary gave in your screenshot. Okay, so that information continues to be cleared up. So the call that Stephen Burke got that day, and Stephen, you're more than welcome to come on. The call I got that day is what he says came from the number of Deborah that her sister Mary gave. Okay? So that is the clarified information on that subject. Call 917-388-4520. I also had a talk with the Ethics Committee this past week. The Ethics Committee in Oklahoma. Let me see. I'm getting more messages. Okay. All righty. Let's see. I can't get the show to come through. All right. Let's see. All right. I don't want to give out the name, but if you cannot get the show to come through, call this number. Come off of the live stream. If you're on the live stream listening, okay, come off of that. Call 917-388-4520. I'm hearing that you are in queue. Okay.
Okay.
All right.
You've got a
thank you very much, Marty.
On. Yeah, you've got a caller okay. on from area code 918.
Okay, would you like to identify yourself, caller?
It's me. It's Crystal.
Hi, Crystal. All
no.
right, how are you? Did I spark
I'm
a nerve?
Good. Yeah. A little bit.
Okay, so let's talk about it. Are you a meanie?
I am a meanie. I am.
Okay.
I am. I'm not the leader of the meanies, I don't think, but I am a meanie. It's okay.
So you're being referred to as a meanie by the little JJ tyrant Jackson Mayer supporters. Is that correct?
His fan club? Yes.
Okay.
It's better than being called heathen, though. We were called heathens, and that's not accurate.
Oh, he called you heathens and
yeah.
then some. Yep, that's right.
Yes.
And again, supporters of Mayor Jackson, please call in. Message me. I won't give your name. I won't give your name. I won't give it to anybody else either. Okay? Unless, of course, you threaten me or you threaten somebody else through me. I won't give your name out. But go ahead. Share your piece. Share your piece because you have every right for the other side to be told. So what we're going by here is the information that has been provided and that there are people in Wetumpka that are very upset over your reign and all that you're doing and all you're not doing that appears to be, some of it at least, criminal. Okay.
Very much. I have a question, though. I would like to know, is it – I haven't been able to find out, but is it legal or not to have Autumn working at the City Hall as Donnie Jett's personal assistant, which is not a position that we've ever actually had, but being paid out of the mayor's pocket? And in a post, she stated all of those decisions about what tree limbs get cleared off the electric lines. All of that goes strictly through her. So now how does a
yes.
volunteer have this much control and this much power and getting paid out of the mayor's pockets? How in the world is that even a thing?
Okay, so if she's getting paid, she's not a volunteer.
Well, exactly.
Exactly. So she's not a volunteer. And if that
and
position
occasionally she drives city equipment or vehicles. How is she on the city's insurance policies
for their vehicles or equipment if she's not even a volunteer, you know, she's not a volunteer and she's being paid privately. So she's not an employee of the city of Wetumpka.
Yeah, that is very, very troubling. So, again, I'm going to say I am not a lawyer, but I can let you know based on my research and discussions with the ethics committee earlier this week that it is extremely troubling that somebody is being paid privately and not through the city to work on city matters, to have access to city files, and that would be a liability, okay? And that it sure sounds as though something gravely wrong is happening in Wetumpka, okay? Now, that being said, and this is where we do get into people, okay? This is where we get into the issues with Hughes County. So, you know, the proper things need to take place to lodge a complaint, right? The proper methods need to take place. Whether you have confidence in these people who are, they are supposed to be lodged to be brought into first or not, it's kind of a moot point. They can either prove that you're right, you have every reason to not be confident, or they can prove to come through for you. So, you know, you've got a city attorney that is there to act on behalf of the city. Now, in the best interest of the city, okay? So, you know, and that's Baca. That's Baca, who I have had discussions with. And he has, he has put his head in and out of that turtle shell, okay?
Yeah.
He has not done the right things, in my opinion, for the town of Calvin. And you know what? If he is doing the right things for Wetumpka, then great. I just don't see how he is going to help you with the city manager and the mayor not doing what is in their oath and their job descriptions to do. Then we also have the district attorney. Okay? But you can't just go in there saying, this is what's going on here, there, and the other thing. You actually, what needs to be done, okay, is the specific citations, the specific rules, guidelines, oaths, statutes, all these things need to be cited in a formal complaint and brought forward that are being broken, and then witnesses of that are willing to testify that they see what is being broken. Now we know, and I've seen the screenshot from Autumn. Okay, I've seen that she says, I'm being paid by Rebecca and by James. I've seen that. Okay. So many of us have seen that. You know, how can you work for the city? You're not a paid employee. That's right. I work for the city manager, and I'm being paid by who she often refers to as her mom and dad. But also James and Rebecca. You do not have to be a legal you don't have to be, you know, a bloodline. You don't have to be legally adopted or not for nepotism to actually take place. So I went into that more in depth this week when I saw that there was actually a gray line and somebody had brought that up. And I'm glad they did. Mm-hmm. I mean, this is where it takes more than one person, more than two people, but, you know, a group of people, meanies or supporters, okay, whatever we are, okay, whatever category we fall into, to go further than just assume certain things, right? And I'm not suggesting anybody does or doesn't, okay? So nepotism is when favor is given
to a close friend or a relative, you know, the legal terms, okay? And not the summary of nepotism in legal terms, right? So I think other people should go in and tell the mayor, hey, can you pay me out of your pocket? I'll do some work for the city manager. Why not try that? See how that goes. Right?
Oh, I can be a cop paid by the mayor.
What do you mean? So do we have a police officer now being paid by the mayor personally?
No, not yet. But, I mean, and it's rumor. It is strictly rumor that we've been told that Rebecca is going to become one of our reserve officers.
And I've heard that, too. So, listeners who don't know who Rebecca is the mayor's wife. And she also, as the caller to the radio station, went on to say that she has her PhD in pharmaceutical and whatnot. And she's all these, you know, glory, you know, letters, numbers, and all that stuff after her name. I went on to say, yes, that's incredible. That's wonderful. But does that mean that anybody with a PhD is not capable of criminal activity? We see it all the time, don't we? We see it all the time. And they're the ones going after those. And I'm not saying that everybody with a PhD or an ESQ, you know, after their name is engaged at all in criminal activity, or every police officer or every council member for that matter, or every mayor for that matter. But I don't care if she's got her PhD. I saw the reports on Rebecca.
Mm-hmm.
I saw the reports. Prove us different. Prove us that this hasn't been investigated and unfounded. Go ahead and prove it. Clear up your names. Why, Rebecca, are you the first one to come out and ask for a motion? Why is it that there is no public input allowed before a voice, before a vote is taken? That in itself breaks the code of an open meeting, of the Open Meeting Act. And how many people were there that witnessed this happening? How many people were there that wanted to say something, had your hands raised, tried to say something, and you were not allowed? City manager needs to be at those meetings. Autumn Jackson should not be running town equipment.
Nope.
So I hope that helped answer your question to the best of my ability from the research that I've done from my years doing this. That's where I'm at right now with that.
How
many people break the law and get away with it? So that's up to you guys. That's up to the Wetumpkins. What you want these Jacksons to get away with. And those that are either too afraid to stand up to them, or those that just turn their backs on it. They are there to serve you. Autumn is not there to serve you.
I think a lot of people would fall into the meanie category, except I know several people that they refuse to speak out against him in any way, you know, in text or over the phone or anything, because they see how much the rest of us have been ostracized. Like, it's, you know, we're talking about people from the Senior Citizens Center. I am hated by members of my former church now because I'm one of the meanies, and these are, you know, higher up in the church. And so I'm just not welcome anymore.
Please stay on. That's horrific, and that's being bullied because they're listening to the narrative. And why is that? Is that because somebody's donating to the church, or is it because they're not having an open mind and they're not really paying attention And, you know, I would like to call on these people that are acting this way, because that is far from, you know, what the church stands for. Have they given you an opportunity to speak for yourself, or have they just automatically turned on you?
Just automatically turned.
Yeah. Okay. So stay on with me. I just want to add some additional information. Okay. Just to clarify, the city attorney, which would be Baca, correct? He actually works directly for the city manager. All right. City manager is there to manage the city, right? And he advises the whole city council on matters. So that should mean that the city attorney should have the knowledge of issues that are going on within Wetumpka, which would mean that people need to contact this city attorney or first ask the city council members, maybe, you would like to get through to the city attorney and formally discuss these matters that you are not just saying is happening, that has happened, that is happening, okay? And you need to be allowed to do that. The city attorney should know where the liabilities lie for the city, right? So if the city attorney sees all this bad stuff going on, then the city attorney should say, oh my gosh, Jackson's a liability, right? Well, what if the city attorney says, city manager, you're a liability? You know, what if he finds that out? Do you think Baca would do that? We don't know, because we haven't tried, right? Okay, so the mayor can say to Autumn, give me a list of everybody that the city called. The mayor can actually say to Autumn, give me a list of everyone that called the city manager today. All right? That's an example of what he can do with her in there, in place, working for the city manager. All right? He could come in and say that. I want to know everybody who called the city manager today. Do you actually think that these calls are going to get through to the city manager if the fox is guarding the hen house? Yes, Autumn, I'm calling you a fox right now. Okay? Because, Autumn, you need to know better. You need to know better. This is not good for you, Autumn. You are very much implicated here, and it could ruin your career. And I don't think you really want it to be an assistant to the city manager paid on the side. Okay. Also, council member cannot be a police officer. Okay? So maybe she'll let up her reign as a council member, referring to Rebecca. Okay, maybe she will. It's nepotism. It's called dual office holding, and that is the statute 118106, where it says no elected or appointed official or other authority of the municipal government shall appoint or elect any person related by affinity or consanguinity that within the third degree. Well, we know it's the wife, right? Within the third degree to any governing body member or to himself, or in the case of a plural authority, to any one of its members, to any office or positions of profit in a municipal government. The provisions of this section shall not prohibit an officer or employee already in service of the municipality from continuing in such a service or from promotion therein. A person may hold more than one office or position in a municipal government as a governing body may ordain. A member of the governing body should not receive compensation for service in any municipal office or position other than his elected office. And those are amended bylaws 1984, Chapter 126(5), effective November 1st, 1984. So are we doing our homework here? Are we doing our homework here? Does the city manager, does the mayor expect you to be doing your homework? Stop insulting these people. Stop insulting the intelligence of the Wetumpkins, because they know how to actually get you out of there. Is it going to happen overnight? No. But I think you should just go away. I think you should resign your office. I think you should do yourself a huge favor and skedaddle. What do you think, Crystal?
I wish. I wish they would just fade away quietly into the night and be done with it. Maybe we still have time to fix the town.
You do. You do. But who knows what is up their sleeve? Who knows what they're trying to do in the meantime? What their grand plan is for the grand slam? You just don't know. It all must be leading to something. So I've got somebody else who's going to call in but wishes to remain anonymous, I think. Somebody just said they just lost Facebook Live. Well, that's early this week. Okay, and by somebody else is recording this Facebook Live. Let me see. Okay, I've got somebody else who is going to call. Just please call her, let me know, and I know who it is. So I think this person does not mind going public. But stay on, because we can have more than one caller on. To those that call themselves Christians and don't act Christian and have turned on people in Wetumpka that are standing up for their constitutional right, shame on you, and you should not even bother going to church. I think there are so many people that don't go to church that act more Christian than people like that. I also knew people who do go to church regularly and are very, very good-hearted people. But the people like that that are treating you that way, that's just a facade. That's just a facade. They want people to think that they're good-hearted people when they actually have, you know, a lot of issues themselves and don't mind hurting good people like you. You might not be their style. You don't have to be their style, right? You don't have to be their style, all right?
Right.
But they should be. They should not bully you. They shouldn't bully you. Okay. And again, somebody just asked me to please bring up that they lost two police officers this week. So if anybody wants to talk about that, I briefly brought that up in the opening of our podcast tonight. So again, I mean, how many police officers are we up to? And Marty, if there's somebody else that wants to come on, you know, we'd love to have them. I think we've got somebody calling. Oh, the board is full. I just heard. Oh boy, the board is full. So we have a lot of people that have something to say. I'm just going to message her to, okay. It sounds like there's somebody coming on. All right.
Yes. You have,
so
you have a caller on from area code 352.
Okay. Thank you very much, Marty.
Mm-hmm.
And who do I have the pleasure of talking with?
Oh, you know who it is. It's Rich.
Hi, Rich. Thank you for calling in.
Hi,
how are
Rich.
You doing?
Okay.
So you're on with Crystal and myself, and welcome to the show.
Well, thank you. First of all, when we spoke the last time, I misspoke about a DD-214. You asked me if that was a retirement thing, and it was, and I said it wasn't. So I want to correct that. Second of all, I want to say that Sucker Day was a wonderful success. I don't know if anybody on the radio show heard it and came to us, but we had a really good turnout, vendor-wise and patrons.
You.
It was
That's
a lot of work.
That's something I wanted to ask about because I heard that. Go ahead.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's all I did. Everything went real well. It was a lot better turnout than what we expected, being all the turmoil and the short time that we had to get it put together, but it turned out really well.
Well, that's fantastic. That's what happens when people don't want to let up a good thing that's going on.
Exactly. Now, on to some other things here, if you don't mind. I'm going to try to speak real quick and let some other people talk.
Right before that, I'm going to interrupt you because I just got a message, an outsider listening tonight, that says to all the crystals out there in Wetumpka, stay strong. You can get your town back. Okay?
Oh, thank you.
Okay, Rich, let's hear from you.
Okay, on the subject about autumn, there was a health clinic here in town that put on a free health clinic. They had EMTs up there, police officers. They had a lot of different things going on. Autumn came across the street and tried to charge them an $18 vendor fee in town. Well, the lady that runs that entire operation refused to pay it. Well, then she came back with a police officer to write her a ticket. The police officer did not write the ticket. They left after some heated discussion. Autum came back with the city clerk treasurer to have her write the ticket, and that didn't happen either. So along with the things about the, you know, running the tree trimming rigs, I believe the name of the company is doing it, and being paid through the mayor and his wife for working at the city just really bothers me. The access to the personal information that's in that office that, you know, to belongs to us with Wetumpkan citizens is not privy to just anyone, the mayor included. It needs to be the people that work at the city hall, not council members or anything like that. There's a lot of personal information that's in there. And I know there's laws against that. I don't have the statutes and all that, but that's
And I have seen some video that show people there late at night, including the treasurer.
Going through
files.
I've seen all of
something.
That. I actually drove by one night when they were supposedly working on fixing our electric system. It was 9:30 to almost 9:45 at night. I don't know for sure who was there. I do know the vehicles, and I did recognize the mayor from, you know, the lights were on in the building. I saw that. It was actually on the 27th of last month.
Well, something tells me you would have no problem putting that in writing. Did you see any files out? Did you see?
No, ma'am. No, ma'am, I did not.
Okay. Did you see people that were, was Autumn there?
Yep. On where?
In the city office?
The only person
late at
I
night?
Could recognize by driving by there was the mayor. Other
was
than that,
mayor.
I could not tell you who was there. I do know the vehicles that were there, but that doesn't mean that person was there.
Right. Okay. Now, and that's important
that
you're very careful.
Is that the same night that it was videoed and somebody posted it on Facebook, and it was Ronalda Herod, Rebecca Jackson, James Jackson, Autumn, and the other lady with the short red hair that works at the front desk in the city hall?
I have not seen that. I do know it was the 27th because it was the night before Sucker Day. I was going to the storage units to get some stuff that we sell at Sucker Day. So I made two trips up there, and I drive right by City Hall to go to the units that are back behind Ben's place.
I saw a video. I definitely saw a video, and I had done a couple of screenshots of the video, and you know, I recognize that, to the best of my belief, that Rebecca was in there because I've seen her, in the video of videos of council meetings, and as well as Autumn, who is not a city employee. And I recognize her as well from a Facebook page.
That's fine.
I'm not expecting you to say, oh yeah, then that was it. I don't want anybody to jump on any bandwagon. Jeez. I want to have
I won't.
I know you won't. Yep.
I try to speak
facts. And it's really important. citizens, it's very important. There's a lot of sensitive information that the city manager directs that even elected officials don't have access to. So shame on the city manager and the city attorney for allowing this not only happen, but allowing this to continue. Okay? Allowing this to continue. And this is why we don't want your city manager and your city attorney to say, oh, I didn't know. They need to know. Put it in writing. Send it certified. Send it certified. Don't walk it in. Send it certified mail. Send it regular and certified mail. Keep a copy of it. Go ahead and start doing these things. These are things that you are going to need to do if this is what is happening in your city, which I believe is happening, which, you know, I've seen certain things with my very own eyes is happening because I've seen videos, because I've seen documentation. So this is for the Wood Tompkins out there. If you don't like that happening, okay, and there are other things going on behind the scenes, okay, but you cannot get the kind of help that you're looking for without coming out and putting things in writing. Now, I know you are, and I know there are a bunch of people, but I also feel very strongly that the more the better, and I'm also trying to begin to influence through what I believe is pure, just truth documentation, allegations. I don't think there's Photoshop video going on out there, okay, that this is what's happening. This is what's happening. So you want your city back. So it's time for the naysayers at least to listen. At least to listen. What else, Crystal?
Also,
what else, Rich?
I'm sorry, go ahead. Real quick on the police department situations. I've tried to get hold of Cleet. We played phone tag for a day or two. I'm going to call back this week and get some information on this whole thing with the officers riding in vehicles, carrying weapons, acting as police officers without completing Cleet certification, interim chief not completed certification, just some things that kind of concern me. I don't have any facts on that. I have a name and a number. I'm going to try to call her back this week just to let everybody else know to find out the situation there. Also, I don't know positively, but I know there's supposed to be 3 new hires for the city. I'm not going to put the names out there until I know for a fact that they're actually being hired. But I went on to...
And is this for the police department, Rich?
No, ma'am. I believe they're just city employees going to be hired in as contractors, from what I understand, to help with the city work. Also help with looking at water and electric meters. Now, that's just what I've heard. I do not know. I have facts on that. But the 3 names I will not give out right now, but I went on odcr.com, if you're familiar with that,
yes.
I'm sure.
Yes, I am.
They have quite the rep sheets on those 3 individuals.
All of them do.
Okay.
Do they all three have
outstanding
warrants, or was it just the 2?
All 3.
Because I don't
actually,
know
the third
other...
one. Actually, the third one had a longer sheet than the other 2.
Wow.
One of them
I did hear that one of them had a warrant, and that your mayor actually went and bailed him out.
I heard that also, but I don't have a fact. I don't know that for sure.
Right, and I'm waiting for confirmation of that as well.
Okay, unless somebody's got questions for me, I'll just listen.
Okay. Well, stay with us. Okay, but I would like to ask you, Rich. So if you flash back 9 months from now or whenever, you know, before the mayor was elected, and just why don't you flash back a year ago, okay? What was the city of Wetumpka like a year ago compared to what it is now? And I'm not saying that it was perfect, that everything was perfectly smooth or anything like that. Everything can always be better. But let's just do a pro and con, see if there are, you know, what the differences are there.
You know, I really don't know that I could tell you a lot of stuff because I wasn't that deeply involved. But, I heard from other people that there was issues with the police department. There was issues with the city mayor that they didn't like the way they were operating. I did not see any of that. As far as, you know, police officers harassing people, I mean, I drive through this town every day. I think we spoke about this before. I didn't have any problems with them because I never got pulled over. I didn't speed through town. I wasn't a known I didn't have a record. I didn't have people watching me for things maybe I was doing that were shady. You know, I don't know for a fact that, you know, those are the only people that complained. There are some people that, you know, are mad because they pulled them over when they – or the traffic violation. It's like, well, we shouldn't do that because that's – I'm a local. They shouldn't pull me over. They shouldn't be harassing me. Well, the law is the law. It doesn't matter whether you live here or you drive from Ada and right. come through our town speeding, you get pulled over.
As long as there's no favoritism.
Yes, ma'am. Well,
right.
Now, Rich,
you know,
if
that's going to happen in a small town, it's going to happen in big towns
yeah.
too. I don't think it would
rampant, sure does.
To be honest with you.
Yeah.
But there's a lot of things that I've heard, but like I always say, I don't know that for a fact, so I'm not going to speak and say that this is what was happening.
Right. Right. Go ahead.
Well, I was going to tell Rich, I can say that in years past, there was an officer that was pulling people over based on the color of our tags, if we had native tags or if we had white man tags. That I do know. I drive a vehicle with native tags. But since Joe, I really can't say that there's been anything like that I've heard.
Right.
Or, you know, any harassment or stepping over the law or things like that.
Right.
But that's just what I've, you know, I haven't heard it. That doesn't mean that it wasn't there, but, you know, I tend to think not. But anyways, the one cop that was here a long time ago, he did harass people based on the color of their tags. Go ahead.
Oh, that's-
and I've heard that. I just, like I said, Crystal, I'm not going to speak on something that, you know, I mean, you've experienced that personally, so you know it's different.
Oh, yeah.
There was also one I heard that, you know, pulled over individuals that were of a young age, females, and harassed. And like I said, I don't know that for a fact.
And this is where, you know, people need to document. People need to make the complaint. So from a standpoint of a young girl who's being harassed and all that, I mean, you know, anybody for that matter. I mean, there's definitely, you know, you can understand the fear. And there are those few and far between that will stand up because they realize this cannot continue happening. And again, there's no judgment there if that was happening, but then nobody can be accused of it and found guilty of it at the same point too. So, you know, there's a lot of times there's false allegations and a lot of times there's a real thing going on where there is harassment. So, nothing can be derived from not coming to the truth in that matter. So, well, that's very candid of you both to come out and talk about. And so, like we said, there's no such thing as the perfect, smoothly running city and government. And I certainly would not excuse anything that's going on that went on in the past that was okay, you know, that wasn't okay. That, you know, people wanted to have done better, you know, and there's nothing on the table right now that's out there that is accusing, you know, anybody unless it was there. And like with whatever the current mayor had to say, whatever he said about corruption to others that got himself elected, then I'd be curious to just how much he could come forward with and actually prove now. Because
yeah.
that certainly would influence voters, and it certainly sounded like it did influence voters to get him in there between, you know, corruption allegations and, you know, the city water or the city electric. So what else? Because this is your show, guys. I really want to hear from you.
That's all that I've heard. That I've heard you said to go back a year, and I've been here for 7 years now. And like I said, that was the only thing that I'd heard. And I did hear what Crystal just said, but like I said, I didn't know anybody that had experienced it or had told me they had experienced it. So I wasn't going to speak on that as normal.
Right.
Some of the issues that I have with a lot of these things, and I don't know if a lot of people recognize that or anything, but, you know, one of the first letters that was sent out was stated in there to elect those three officials so we could have absolute power. No matter who was dictating that or who was actually typing that, that's how they felt at that moment, and they redacted that and pulled it back. But when you look at what's happened since they've got elected, if you look at the people, they wanted to run it like the military. That's a phrase they've said many, many times. They're going to run it like the military. Well, I've never been in a unit where somebody comes in, a commander or whomever, and just fires everybody in positions. They give them the opportunity to conform to the right way by counseling, sit down, tell them that this is how this is going to work. This is the law. This is how this rolls. And then you let them try to change or do the things the right way. Then you get rid of people that are not going to fall in line as far as laws and the way a city is supposed to be run. They just fire
mm-hmm.
people.
You observe. You observe when people don't even know you're observing.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
Yep. So, but instead, you're told that you have got a fraudulent system. And they're going to get rid of it, and your electric bill is going to go down, and they still have it, and they fire the person who was updating it every month and giving you bills. At least you knew what you were getting. Putting out the front that they got rid of that. Am I right about that?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay.
And I actually have video of one of the new three council members basically stating in that video that they were firing the former city manager, sight unseen, for revenge. He kept going on about the way that the city manager at the time, he wasn't the city manager at the time that this had happened, but there was an issue with his mother's electric. And I just asked him straight in the video, so this is about revenge. That's all you had to say. And he kept saying, no, 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 but he darn sure voted straight away to have him fired.
Oh, boy.
With no replacement that was qualified, anything. You know, for the longest time, we didn't have someone with the proper licenses to even work on our sewer or our water. Because they fired that guy straight off because they were mad.
Yep. Yep, because they weren't in his circle of trust. And so a reasonable person would believe, am I right? So now let's be reasonable. Marty, you've got somebody else there for us?
Yes, area code 903. You're live and on the air.
Hello?
Hello.
Hi, yes, 903. Carl. Would you like to identify yourself?
Yeah, this is Carl Jameson.
Hi, Carl.
Hi,
Thank
Carl.
You for calling in.
You're welcome. I just became aware of the Wetumpka stuff a couple of weeks ago after talking with Crystal. And
okay,
I'm
one
horrified.
Second. Anybody who has this background, their children in the background, I'm sorry, but if you could just close the door and get into a room where we don't hear that background noise so it doesn't interrupt the audibility of the show. Okay, thank you.
Well, y'all know it's me.
So go right ahead. I'm sorry to interrupt you.
Oh, well, like I was saying, I just became aware of the Wetumpka situation a few weeks ago after talking with Crystal. And I've watched some videos where I guess this mayor has kicked people or had the police escort people out of city council meetings. And,
mm-hmm.
you know, and I've seen the videos where someone's loading files up at night. Some gentleman drove by and filmed it. I've seen the videos Crystal was talking about where all the people are up there at night. And,
mm-hmm.
you know, the gentleman that was talking about they want to, like, the military. Well, I was in the military, and anytime you take over a new platoon or anything like that, you sit back and watch for 2 weeks. You always sit back and watch.
Thank you for
your
service, sir.
See what changes need to be made. You're welcome.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, to me, running them out of the city council meeting, the mayor, when it's a city manager-run city, I believe he's violating the freedom of speech of the citizen.
Not to mention the Open Meetings Act.
Yes. And in the video I did see, he asked if anybody wanted to speak. And she was speaking. He didn't like what she had to say, so he had the police officers. He was going to have the police officers remove her, and he was trying to say that was his meeting. Well, my understanding, that's a citizen's meeting. It's not his meeting.
Correct.
You know, he was elected by the people, so he needs to represent the people properly.
If
that makes sense.
I think the majority of the Wetumpkins do concur, and your clarity, as along with Rich's, regarding how the military is actually run, right? It is not like what JJ says, okay? It is sit back, you know, hold on and observe. And so you're saying this is the opposite of how things should take place, just like Rich has shared and others as well.
Yes, in the military, you know, what your job as the leader is to sell your ideal, your vision of how you want your platoon or company to go. You implement it, and you find the, you have to sell it on them, and you have to prove to them that it'll work. And a leader, you know, you lead from the front. You don't lead from the back in the military. Because no one's willing to follow someone from that's behind them. And you treat everybody the same. And, you know, you don't have, I mean, there's soldiers that'll make you mad, but you still treat them the same as the soldiers who do their job every day. Because you're supposed to be a leader. If that makes any sense at all there.
It does. And somebody just brought up a great point as well. And I know the producer and I have talked about this a great deal. When you've got somebody that uses the word I, go back and look at those videos. Look at those videos and listen to those videos. Count how many times he uses the word I, not you, okay, not the citizens. Count how many times he says the word I. And there have been a number, it's being reported to me now, that there have been a number of times that that if somebody challenges him in these open meetings, that he has the police escort them out. Now, somebody send me messages and let me know, has anybody become unruly in these open meetings that would warrant the police to escort them out?
No.
Well, the video I've seen, ma'am, she was not unruly. She was stating her opinion on the Sucker Day Festival. And he didn't like what she had to say, and she ran him out.
And somebody just said to me, no, no one has been unruly. Absolutely not. Okay. All right. And I agree.
And, you know,
somebody else,
leader,
no. Somebody else, no.
A leader never says I. He says we.
Yes.
A true leader never says I. He says we. We
right.
as a team.
Right.
We as a people. And if you have to continually say, that's for self-gratification to make you seem important when you're no more important than anybody else.
Suspicion confirmed.
Yes. Well, I've made calls to citizens of Wetumpka, to state representatives and stuff. I've given Crystal some information to try to help them with this. To have the state come down and look at, you know, this guy. I ain't even going to call
can
him
I
mayor.
Ask? Yeah, I know. Isn't it? It turns my stomach right now. And you know something? I mean, the city manager just has no authority at all. This is a fact. He has no authority.
Yes,
and you can confirm this, okay, to tell any city employee to do anything. including the any police officers. And the city manager, Mr. Jett, city manager, he should challenge the mayor and tell the mayor to quit directing his city employees to do anything.
Yes,
the mayor does not. Go ahead.
Well, I've called 3 times and tried to talk to the city manager and been told every time he was out checking leaks. And
I've tried to, yeah.
I've talked to other city managers and asked them about it, and they said, you should have a water department. That ain't in our job purview to go out and check the water leaks. So.
They fired all of them, though.
So the mayor has no authority to direct. Listeners, do you understand that? Supporters of the mayor, he has no zip, zilt, nada authority to direct any. He does not have the authority to direct. Okay? You have to realize this is a weak town, mayor, city. The mayor doesn't have any authority to direct. He doesn't have the authority to tell any city employee to do anything, including the police officer. The city manager should challenge the mayor and tell the mayor to get out. So let's go. Let's go. Now it's time to hold the city manager accountable. Okay? And so this is where this all trickles down and getting to the bottom of it. Send in certified letters. What do you think?
Yes, ma'am. I mean, document everything. Document everything. Every email, everything. And also, I found out from one city manager, I asked about this, the mayor's daughter or whatever she is, paid out of his pocket to be the city manager's assistant.
Assistant, yep.
Anybody in city management has to be bonded.
Exactly. Exactly.
And if she's not bonded,
you have the right to know that bond is there.
Yes. Yes, ma'am.
Now, I've heard this a number of times, that the city manager can't stay sober enough to know what day it is. So if you have an inept city manager, somebody just sent this in to me, okay? It's not the first time I've heard this, and I'm hearing it from different people. If that is the case, then there's no confidence. He doesn't have the ability. He needs to go. He's a huge liability. If that's a fact, if you see him drinking, if you know he's drunk, if on top of the fact that he is allowing the manager to take to the mayor to take over, and I'm told that JJ has said in a meeting, quote, "I am Wetumpka," unquote. Is that accurate? Anybody can tell me if that's accurate or not?
I think I remember that meeting, but I would have to go. I have all the meetings on video. I would have to go back and actually check. I think I remember that, but I cannot say 100% that I did.
Okay. Well, my goodness, these podcasts, these radio shows are going so quickly. We have just a couple minutes to go, and as you know, I do need to close this out. We've got about 2.5 minutes. Oh, not even. Goodness. So we are going to continue this. And again, things are being done behind the scenes. Email me at injusticeinoklahoma@gmail.com. Thank you for the callers for calling in. Thank you for those that are sending in messages. I'd like you to know that once again, we are here so that your voice can be heard and your story can be told. And the callers are greatly appreciated, the servicemen and women. Sorry, Rebecca, you have seemingly, you know, gotten off the wrong track. We need these people to resign, to skedaddle, to go away. Next Sunday, James Treat will be on, and he will discuss Calvin. He will discuss public corruption, and I can have a 2-hour show as well to discuss implement Wetumpka into this, as well as far as any updates with Wetumpka. So we need some eyes wide open with the understanding that there is public corruption in Hughes County and how it affects you, if it affects you. We need to find that out, don't we? We need to find that out by contacting the city mayor, by contacting your council members, by contacting the city attorney. So let's continue this. And I want to thank all the listeners, all the supporters. I even want to thank the non-supporters for listening in. I look forward to hearing from you. God bless everybody. I'm Tanya Hathaway. I'm your host. Good night.
Good night.